With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu about potential pauses in the fighting in Gaza to allow humanitarian aid into the territory. And following a closed-door Security Council meeting, the French UN ambassador is urging Israel to stand down.
Nicolas Dariviere said France favored a humanitarian truce that was, as he put it, durable and sustained in Gaza and which would lead to a permanent ceasefire. His comments followed a closed-door meeting of the United Nations Security Council, where fellow members, the US and the UK, have opposed the possibility of a ceasefire on the grounds that, in their view, it would benefit Hamas. The US prefers the prospect of pauses in the conflict in order to allow the admission of additional humanitarian aid.
The BBC's David Willis. Prime Minister Netanyahu, in an ABC News interview, reiterates his stand regarding a cessation of hostilities.
There will be no general ceasefire in Gaza without the release of our hostages. As far as tactical little pauses, an hour here, an hour there, we've had them before.
The Hamas terrorists launched their bloody attack on Israeli civilians 1 month ago today. Services being held across Israel to remember the hundreds of victims of what some have called Israel's 9/11. Also at SRNNews.com, abortion on the ballot today in Ohio. A state constitutional amendment would enshrine the procedure right up to the moment of birth. Republican Governor Mike DeWine calls it radical, urging a no vote on Ohio's issue one. To the Trump legal team vowing to seek a mistrial in the New York Attorney General's civil lawsuit against Mr. Trump. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red, the Dow futures down 60 points, NASDAQ futures off 22 points. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq may be packing their bags again.
The war between Israel and Hamas has prompted radical Muslims to launch attacks in other countries. Iraq could be next, and local Christians know they will be the target. Chaldean Archbishop Bashar Warda of Erbil tells Christian Today that if Muslims start attacking believers in Iraq, there will probably be a new migration. Most Christians fled the country a decade ago when ISIS came in. They had only just begun returning a few years back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Austrian government will make an additional payment to Holocaust survivors. The Ministry of Finance has concluded negotiations with the Conference for Jewish Material Claims against Germany by announcing it will give more than $13 million to survivors around the world before the end of this year, and those with special needs will get a second payment. The vast majority of Austrian Holocaust survivors no longer live in the country, having fled for Israel and the U.S. This is SRN News. Adult beverages becoming more commonplace at some collegiate sporting events.
For many years in college football, the alcohol flowed only outside the stadiums at tailgates. Not anymore. Selling beer and wine has apparently become the norm. According to an AP survey of Power 5 conference schools and Notre Dame, 55 of 69 of them sell alcohol in the public areas of their stadiums on game days. That's up dramatically over the past decade. Experts say it's a reliable revenue stream. The trend picked up in 2019 after the Southeastern Conference cleared the way for alcohol sales at football stadiums. John Scott reports.
Apparently, WeWork's business model didn't work, at least in the long run. The office sharing company filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, marking a stunning fall for WeWork, once viewed as a Wall Street darling, promising to upend the way people went to work around the world. More details at srnnews.com.